thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brody of cathybrody.com. There's still very few men in childcare, so I've been really interested to investigate why this is, how we can improve this situation, and also investigate some of those interesting stories behind men who actually have made it into childcare successfully. Today I'm thrilled to be joined by Sid Mohandas, who is a Montessori early years practitioner, Montessori trained, who's also married with two children, aged 10 and 11 years old. Welcome to the podcast, Sid.
Thank you, Cathy.
First of all, I just want to get a bit of a background about how you started out yourself in early years. How come you ended up in this industry?
Well, it was a very progressive decision that I made over many years. Mm-hmm. I started off doing a degree in medicine.
Oh,
and
really?
Halfway through, I knew that I couldn't do it. So I continued with a degree in engineering, which I completed, and then went on to do a master's in cellular molecular biology in Sweden. So that is how I started off. And while I was doing my master's in Sweden, one of my friends, who's a psychotherapist, who is now my wife.
Oh, how lovely.
Well, she was. She used to share with me her experiences in counseling her clients, and through that, I got to really understand certain aspects of adult, issues that go back into childhood. And when I reflected back, the same thing in my own life, I realized that. At a tender age, I had cancer. And, that those years really played a major role in my own identity formation. So I really felt that, this early years is a crucial point in a person's life where, your sense of identity and personality are
That's from both externally from talking to your wife and internally from things that have happened to you as well. How fascinating. So it has been a proper journey for you in terms of realization, hasn't it?
So right.
Why Montessori then? How did you land up at Montessori?
Angela, my wife, she introduced me to the Montessori approach because at that point of my life, my philosophy was very much in tune with the Montessori philosophy, and that is respect and respect to the child, following the child, basically. So as soon as I got to explore this philosophy, this approach, I immediately got a book that was written by Maria Montessori. Called The Secret of Childhood.
Yes.
And I really fell in love with the philosophy and approach. But to be frank, I had no clue what it looked like in the classroom.
Yes, it's all very well reading about it. And obviously her writings from many years ago as well. So sometimes it's very difficult to imagine what she was talking about, wasn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you get into the classroom then?
I went into a course at MCI, Montessori Centre International, London.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And they have a 1.5-year program where you get a level 4 diploma. So that's how I started off. And
that's quite an intense course, isn't it? Do you do teaching practice on that course as well?
That's right. It's a 420 hours of teaching practice.
Wow, so that's not just a theory or reading the books. You're actually in there doing the work, aren't you?
Exactly. And that's where I really learned, the whole thing. It became alive suddenly, when I was with children.
Yeah.
It was a whole new experience for me.
Yeah. Oh, how fantastic. So having done that sort of qualification, did you then decide, actually, all the degrees I've done before, I'm going to change course, I'm going to change career course here? Was that the spark for you?
Well, when I came into early years, I really knew that this was what I really wanted to do. Mm. All my life, I've had a natural thing with children. Mm. I bonded with them really easily, and I really found my niche when I, entered the classroom.
Yeah,
especially early years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that's really interesting, isn't it? That until you get that opportunity to actually go into the classroom with early years, even if you already know you're quite good with children, you actually need to sort of have that push to go in, don't you? Sometimes, and once you're there, you think this is totally natural. This is me, don't you?
That's right.
Is that about the time when you started your family as well, when you started in the classroom?
That's right.
Okay, so did you find being with your own children, was that easier? Was it easier to be in the classroom?
Well, when I started working in early years, I mean, I found it relatively easy, being with a classroom of 30 children, was kind of relatively easy compared to the struggles that I face as a father of two children. a lot more challenges there because you know them personally and you know them, their ways of being in the home. Yeah. So, yeah. I would say they really helped me grow as a person and as a teacher. I'm more compassionate and mindful and patient because of them.
Oh, how lovely. So, I mean, you're getting practical training at home as well as in the classroom, yeah?
Definitely.
What would you say about your experience in early years?
It has been very good, I would say, mostly. My major experience in early years has been a positive experience, with very few negative experiences as related to my gender. There were parents who were excited to have a male in the setting, and then there were those who were unsure. But in the end, it was fun to work with children. So,
yeah. And do you think you got more caution off the parents? How did the children react to you?
Both ways. I mean, when I first came to the nursery, I remember a boy asking me, "Why are you here?" he was indicating that he only saw female practitioners in the setting, and having a male in the setting was very unusual for him. So I think that kind of highlighted the fact the necessity to have more male practitioners, and
Have you actually come across any barriers to because obviously, as I say, your background isn't traditional, is it? It's not as if you're going to teach a training course. So you've done something very different before you came into Montessori. So have you found any barriers to actually entering the profession at all?
The greatest challenge or barrier, I would say, is fighting stereotypes within the classroom. Primarily, as male practitioners, we have to be confident in ourselves to be able to defy societal roles.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time that I was in the classroom, there were children who would call me Miss. And it was a constant thing. I almost got used to the fact that they call me Miss.
Yeah.
But over the years, over the past 2 years, I've seen that change. And in fact, the previous year, I had I had children call my assistant, who's a female practitioner, Mister, which I feel was a great achievement.
Brilliant. Yes, so you've turned that right around. That's excellent. That's right. Yes, I would definitely have that as an achievement. That's excellent. Yeah. So do you think that young children already accept those stereotypes or not?
Well, I find it quite astonishing that how children as young as 3 and 4, they have absorbed these stereotypes at that young age, I once heard 2 3-year-olds, a boy and a girl, they were talking about Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And the boy said, I like blue Power Rangers. And the girl said, I like pink. And so I asked the boy, why do you like blue and not pink? And he said, only girls like pink. Boys really? Like blue. Yeah. To which I said, you know, but I like pink.
Yeah.
So so he looked at me very confused. and then I looked at, there's this material called the Pink Tower in the Montessori classroom.
Oh, there is, with the little cubes that stack on top of each other. That's right. They go from big to small, don't they? I know just what you mean, yeah.
And it's pink. So I said, I like, you know, I like the Pink Tower as well. So he looked at the Pink Tower as if, you know, he was processing his liking for the Pink Tower. And then immediately he turned to the girl and said, well, boys like both pink and blue.
Great answer. That's a brilliant answer. Yes, of course, because as you say, that's a very classic Montessori piece of equipment, isn't it, with the Pink Tower. That's a really great example to give in a Montessori classroom, of course, isn't it? Yeah.
And there was another time that, you know, a boy was crying, and I heard another boy who came by and said, oh, don't cry, you know, boys don't cry. And so at the same time, you know, I had to interrupt there, and I said, I cry.
Yeah.
You know, I cry when I'm really sad. And so he again, you know, I saw the same process happening, a sort of an adaptation and accommodation of, you know, those schemas happening in there.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think where emotions concerned, I mean, pink and blue is a really good example, but where emotions are concerned, I think we sometimes reinforce stereotypes almost without realizing, don't we? And it's so important to reinforce that, absolutely, as you say, that boys get sad as well as girls. You know, that's not just it's not just a girl thing. So what sort of things do you think men bring to the childcare industry over women, say?
To be frank, I don't believe men offer anything different per se. I believe our very presence offers them a more fluid alternative to being in the society than men, that there is not just a binary aspect to gender. But it's very multinary, that men don't, the way that men can be is not, or boys can be, is not limited to certain ways. So I think as men in childcare, we offer that in a huge way. Just my presence being there is, you know, a huge freedom for the children to be as they want to be.
Yeah, no, I think that's an absolutely brilliant point, just the very fact that you're there, yes. And I think that is something that maybe society's got to get away from, that it is either or, that it is a massive spectrum, isn't it, that we do live in a society which has got a combination of male, females, and stereotypes really have got no role anymore, do they?
Yeah.
So just moving on a little bit about any specific difficulties. Have you actually encountered any specific difficulties during your training or during your time in the classroom?
In the training, no. But in the classroom, I remember a particular case where a parent was concerned about me because it was during the settling in time. So the girl was crying every single day for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she seemed not to, you know, want to come near me. So they assumed that something was happening. And so they asked the manager, you know, we're concerned that a male practitioner is in the classroom. So that was very difficult to face. Because I felt I was, you know, kind of singled out there.
So
just because of my gender.
Were you supported by your nursery at that point?
Definitely.
Good.
Yes, they were very supportive, and they, you know, made the parents understand things, and it was easy. It was good. It was very good in the end.
Yeah, excellent. And I think sometimes you just need that, don't you? You need to have that whole setting approach, and it's not just each person for themselves. You are a team together, aren't you? Any other sorts of difficulties that you might have come across with societal attitudes maybe to you going into early years?
I come from an Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents were very unhappy at first when I told them that I was going to pursue early years education.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And some of my relatives as well. Because in India, it isn't considered a masculine job. And
yeah.
I'm sure they have the same thing in England as well to some extent.
Yeah, especially since you started out on an engineering degree as well. So
that's right.
You can get more at the opposite ends of the spectrum, could you really?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also had people ask me, do you plan to teach in primary or secondary education after this? And, it just shows, how they devalue the early years education as though it's some sort of a lesser form of education, which according to me, I believe the early years is so important and so crucial.
Oh yes, I mean, if you don't get the early years right, then suddenly primary and secondary becomes very difficult, doesn't it?
Definitely, yes.
How interesting that people should think that that early years is just merely a stepping stone to go on to primary. Do you think maybe it is because we call it childcare rather than early education, or?
I would personally say so. It's just my personal experience of speaking to people that when you call what we do, the place that we work as, nursery or childcare, the picture that is often formed is of people changing nappies and playing aimlessly with children, there is so much that goes into, early years practice, so much knowledge and so much studying to do, that goes behind that. So it could be a terminology thing as well, I would say.
Mm. It's very interesting that you've even come across that in Montessori, because obviously the Montessori philosophy is very clearly defined, and there is a lot of early education that is very much bound up with the Montessori philosophy, isn't it? It certainly isn't, I don't think any childcare is, but Montessori of all of them certainly isn't just changing nappies and wiping noses, is it?
No.
It's a lot more than that.
There is, definitely, yeah.
Oh, how interesting. I've not come across that before, but that's a fascinating sort of barrier to have to overcome when you introduce yourself as being in early years, yeah. So, I mean, we've talked a little bit about how we can encourage environments to be more welcoming. But what sort of things do you think nurseries could do in general to make it easier for men to come in, more welcoming, not only for dads, but granddads, uncles, everybody that's involved with children?
The simple answer, have more male practitioners.
Yeah.
I guess my very own presence in the setting has made it easier for dads to communicate with me for some reason. They don't feel that it's a female-dominated, area.
Mm.
But they feel that they have a place as well. So in that sense, having more male practitioners is definitely the main way to go forward.
Yeah.
But I think like recently we had a dad's sort of day at our nursery, which was very nice because lots of dads turned up and they were interacting with their children and getting familiar with what happened in the classroom. So that was really nice, getting the dads involved.
How brilliant!
And have dads come and read stories and. That was just fabulous.
Yeah. And of course, that's a big push that the government's doing at the moment as well, isn't it, with having dads read in just 5 minutes at bedtime and things like that.
And also organizations like Fatherhood Institute and, of course, Men in Childcare and, all of these organizations are doing such a great job in highlighting this area.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, definitely. And I think that's part of it, isn't it? Making sure that profile is quite high and that it's constantly out there. This isn't going to be a one-stop shop. This is going to be constant, isn't it? Yeah. So do you think that settings and the industry in general, do you think we're getting better encouraging men in? Do you think the message is getting out there?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Right. Though I must say about 3 years ago when I was doing my training, one of the nursery owners that I was talking to did tell me, you're going to find it hard finding a job because most really? Nurseries don't want male practitioners because it's too much complications. But in experience, I've experienced the opposite, actually.
Yeah.
You know, nurseries do want more men, and we are sought after in order to bring in the balance of representation of our society.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I would think that it was the exact opposite. I would think that you were getting more offers than not.
That's right, yeah. Like in the past 6 months, I've had at least 4 nurseries that have asked me if I want to work for them. So,
That's brilliant. Well done. No, that's more what I'd expect to hear, I have to say, especially somebody who's obviously as well qualified and educated as yourself as well. I mean, that's, why would you not? I can't see why you would even think otherwise. Yeah. And of course, on your, I was having a look at your blog again this morning. I have been reading your blog since you started it at the beginning of this year. And there's some really nice things there, not only about male practitioners, but some of the things I really like on your blog is about how Montessori ideas came to the UK, about how we can affect these even in non-Montessori settings, how you can bring some of these practices in. I think there's some really interesting things on there. It's called the Male Montessorian, isn't it?
That's right.
Do you get a lot of people visiting that and commenting on that site?
By visits, yes. About 400 visits a week currently. Wow. So is not bad for a starting blog, so look forward to it spreading more, especially in the Montessori sector. There's very the number of men, according to one of my friends, is just 15 practicing male practitioners in the in all of England, and that's a very small number.
Wow, that is nothing, is it? Yeah, compared to the thousands and thousands of practitioners that must be out there. I do think that I would definitely recommend the bloggers people to go and have a look. I will put a link to the website at the end of the podcast, and I'll put it on the website, on my website as well, because I do think it's well worth a read. I spent a good few hours this morning just going back and reading, having another look at it. So it's very good.
Thank you.
I know, it's a pleasure. So what would your advice be if you, if there's a man out there listening at the moment thinking, do you know what, that kind of sounds like me, that's what I'd like to do. What would your advice be to that person?
Well, follow your heart and don't be afraid. Don't give up. You will face hurdles, but you're not alone. Plenty of us have gone ahead of you. And it's no small thing to contribute to the earlier sector. It's a big thing.
So true. That is so true. It isn't a small thing at all. It is a massive, massive, massive thing to contribute to a child's early life, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, that's a really nice little slogan. You should have that on the top of your blog posts. So, Sid, how can people find out more about what you do and what other sorts of things have you got out there on social media?
Apart from the blog, themalemontessorian.com, also have a Facebook group where we have various discussions on just not focused only on men and childcare, but it's a more variety of topics. Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of different male members from different backgrounds.
Is that an open group? Can you just join that Facebook group?
It is a closed group, right. But anyone can join in, though.
Right. So you just need to click through on it. I'll put the link on the website for that as well. Yeah, for sure.
We also have a Twitter that one of my friends manages. It's called Male Montessori.
Right, so it's just at Male Montessori.
Male Montessori, that's
gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha, yeah. And do you have a personal Twitter as well, Sid?
I do. It's at Sid Mohandas. Though I'm not that much of a Twitter person. I try to be, but
I know. Well, you've already got Facebook, blog, other Twitter. So yes, I think we can let you off a third Twitter as well. So. Oh, that's great. And as I say, we'll put all those links on there. I thoroughly enjoy the blog. So well done on that, and certainly keep up on that. So what are you doing at the moment in terms of work then? Where are you at the minute?
I'm working at Star Child Montessori, but I'm changing. I'm in a transition phase where I'm moving to Rose South Montessori in September.
So. Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, yes. So you will have some friends there as well, won't you then? That's great. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And that's in London again, isn't it?
It is in Forest Hill, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's super stuff. Sid, thank you so, so much for joining us today on the podcast. I think that's a fascinating journey that you've had there. And you've made some really, really good points about early years. And I love the idea of follow your heart and remember that contributions to early years is no small thing. I think that's a great philosophy to go forward with. And well done on getting all your qualifications as well for Montessori. I know that's not easy.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks indeed for joining us today.
Thank you.
Very best of luck for September. Look forward to seeing how you do with that. I'll be expecting a blog post on your first day back at school, so I'll look out for that.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sid.
Pleasure being with you.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome. And do join me again for the next podcast about men in childcare at kathybrodie.com.